it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the people I wanted to reach out to is a former governor, Dr. Jeff Collier. I know he had an opportunity to meet Charlie when at least on more than one occasion. But I know that Dr. Collier in particular has had to deal with death threats, not only when he was governor, but as a candidate. And I'm curious, Dr. Collier, thank you for joining us. But I'm curious if you could kind of give us some insights into how this political climate is impacting campaigns. I know that you share with me some of the threats that you've been receiving recently. I know in my conversations with Congressman Estes that he's been receiving threats. It's just a whole different climate that we're having to deal with these days. And when you were governor, it must have been bad, but is it really that much worse now?
Well, let's talk about what's happened this week. We have the greatest respect for Charlie, and what Tony had to say about him was just so perfect.
Yeah,
Tony is so humble on this. Here, this is why it touched a chord. Is it wasn't just that an activist had died; it was this confirmed what everybody has known has been going on in the culture for the last several years. And that is that this leftist rhetoric, we can shut people down back in COVID. We can, get them out of the system, and that our universities, the universities are front and center on this, but we're also seeing this all the way down through K-12 education. And this struck a nerve, and everybody saw that this problem is a huge problem in our culture and in our schools, in grade schools, high schools, and our colleges and universities. And we have been pointing this out. Last week, we had this amazing situation at K-State where they had hired this anti-Semitic.
I saw that. Yeah,
guy. This was a guy who had been suspended and fired from Cornell University for his anti-Semitic attacks on students and all of that. And he ended up being hired by Kansas State University and being hired to be an investigator for their Title IX programs.
Right.
The discrimination programs. Somebody who has a true history of discriminating against people, they hired him to do that. And so when we pointed this out, the outrage was immediate. And the university did the right thing, and I'm very proud of them, for doing that. And we pointed that out, before in our discussions with them. They told me they will get to the root of how this happened. Well, now that Charlie Kirk has been assassinated in a very brutal, very public way, we saw this at a university. And, what we're now seeing is we have state employees that are saying incredibly hateful things. They are, these are people that are on the public payroll that the governor oversees, that the legislature oversees. These people are coming out with comments that he deserved it.
You're referring to the employee at the Kansas Department of Education, correct?
Yeah, there's that one. Actually, people have been sending us several of these. There are other ones as well. Let's go. We have to deal with the big problem and what a campaign's. And what we have to do on the policy side is the legislature needs to investigate where does this happen? How are we allowing these people, to be in there? people, some of these people need to be terminated immediately. The governor needs to do that. She has not lifted a finger in this. And then we need to go and, you know, the legislature, you know, put in statute, you know, DEI programs need to go away, and they certify that. But these people still exist. And what happened is with Charlie Kirk's death, they are showing themselves across the state.
Right.
You know,
right.
They are, you know, some of these people, you know, I've received a death threats, and, you know, it's quite distressing, of course. I won't stand for this.
Well, but it also comes, it's like I mentioned in my monologue. I think part of this stems from the rhetoric. It's every time they call Trump supporters racists and extremists. Exactly. Nazis and fascists. And
that's right.
Look, we can't just, it's one thing to disagree. I disagree with a lot of folks, but it's different when you disagree versus calling someone an existential threat to our nation. You know, that's a whole nother difference, because
right.
If someone's a threat, then you're in danger and you have to do something about it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. And, you know, and the value of life on that other side goes away.
Yes.
Okay. And so, you know, we now have, you know, there was a poll done at one Kansas university where 44% of students said violence is okay against somebody that you disagree with politically. That's not who we should be raising. And we have a deep problem at the university level, but it goes on down to other levels as well. You know, this is not just one little simple fix. And so as a, you know, policy wise, we have to tear this out root and branch.
Yes.
On this. And, you know, we need to be civil. We need to make sure that, you know, we can have a fierce discussion, just like Charlie Kirk did, you know, and it's amazing. So Charlie Kirk, 1 year ago yesterday, Charlie Kirk was at K-State. And
and they shut him down.
And they turned off his microphone.
Yes, I remember on that.
That is not free speech. You know, yesterday was the 1 year anniversary of this. And you know what Charlie did? And this is one of the reasons why we should respect him, is Charlie just smiled, stepped out into the crowd, and kept on talking and interacting with students. And, you know, anybody that's been to one of these, I mean, these debates, you know, they're debates. Okay. You know, and believe me, they say naughty things in the British Parliament, and they'll call, you know, but they don't go to these extremes.
Right.
You know, but they have fierce disagreements. And then afterwards you go and have a drink together.
Right. They go to the pub and have fish and chips. And
that's right. That's what we need to be as America. And that's how we get our best ideas to come forward. And We have to change a lot of what we have to do over the next few years.
Governor, I'm up against a break, but I do want to really quick remind folks that we've got coming up. I know KNSS is one of the hosts, but we've got the Governor's Choice Chili Feed and Forum coming up in October on the 11th. You will be there. Folks that have a chance to hear from, looks like all the candidates will be there. We'll be broadcasting it. And it's a great event. If folks are interested, it's down in in Cowley County in Winfield. Yeah. But if folks want information, they can find that at CowleyCountyGOP@gmail.com. They can email or just visit the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. And of course, if they want information, if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so you can catch us at CollierForGovernor.com, or you can follow me on X at Dr. Jeff Collier. You know, and there, you know, you'll see, you know, one of the things, you know, the story that we talked about yesterday, we've had, you know, between our Facebook and that, we've had like 500,000 impressions.
Wow.
People know we have to make big changes. And, you know, that's the advantage of having been a governor and then you come back, just like Trump, when you come back, you can be working on all fronts. You just can't do, you know, it's not just do one or two big things. We have to really change our state economically, what's going on at our universities and grade schools, making sure kids have great education and make sure that Kansas is the best state in the country and that we have real jobs, low taxes, and this is a growing place again.
Well, and Governor, I know you shared some of those threats that you received with me, and there's just never any excuse for that. So let me be the first to say I apologize for the jack wagons that are doing that. So thank you again for joining us. If I don't see you before then, I will see you in October in Winfield.
Yeah, it's great to be with you, John. Thanks a lot.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.